It's that time again for Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. A community radio station serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Building. We're here every Wednesday from 12 to one, and so glad that you've tuned in today. Oscar's off. Rich and Mike are here. What's going on, Mike?
Same stuff, man. Just keep trying to plug along, trying to get through this virus thing. And
same stuff, same good stuff, different day,
different
right?
Day.
So many people would say same bad stuff, but we're going to say same good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff, Rich.
You know, because speaking to those things that aren't as if they already were and they already happened. So we're going to speak that this pandemic ends, that God supernaturally brings us to a close and heals all those who've been affected and those who have recuperated, those who family members have lost loved ones. That's our prayer, and we know God is more than able to do that. So, okay, so glad you all have tuned in with us today. It's a beautiful day, and it's a day that the Lord has made.
Yes, it is.
And He doesn't make any junk. He made you and me. And guess what? We may think of ourselves sometimes as junk, but that's a mistaken identity. Don't believe it. It's not true. Look in the mirror and say, God bless the Lord for making me a son or a daughter of God. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today because you have an inheritance. You can't collect on an inheritance, Mike, until after someone dies.
That's right.
But we have an inheritance right now. I think the problem is, I truly believe we're all living beneath what God intends for us to live. The life He intends for us to live, I truly believe we're all living beneath that. We can rise above. We can awaken to the glory that He's given us and rise above all the stuff that you know, tries to complicate our life and tries to distract us and tries to capture our focus, because our focus must be on Him.
Well, you know, Rich, you asked me when I came in how I've been doing, and I said, I'm doing really good. And you know, you can make a choice. That's the one thing that we do have, is the opportunity to make a choice.
Yes, we do.
You can live and have a miserable life. You can make yourself miserable, or you can count on the Lord and know what He's going to do for you, and rely on Him, and let all those things go by.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I just every day I'm realizing more and more that there's more. Yeah. Every day, Mike.
Yeah, there's a little bit more every day.
Hey, every day I'm realizing, you probably get tired of me saying it, but my first prayer of the day is, thank you, Lord,
yep,
for waking me up. The second prayer is, Lord, give me more of you. I just want more of you. Yeah. I don't worry about what's going out there in the world. I don't worry about, you know, my day. I don't worry about my finances. I don't worry about my health, because it's all in God's hands.
Yeah.
And the more I walk with the Lord, the more I realize what little part I play. So
isn't that the truth?
You know, and it's so great to be able to surrender it all to Him. You know what? If He's the creator of heaven and earth, and He's the creator of all things, don't you think if we put everything into His hands, He's capable of handling it?
Well, He certainly is.
I mean, come on. We sit there and it's sometimes, I don't know if it's lack of faith or just conditioning over the years, but we sit there and hold some things back from Him. And guess what happens? We get all frustrated. We get all angry at situations that don't go our way. We hold unforgiveness. We get down. We realize that maybe nothing's going to go our way. Hey, you know what? The only thing you should be concerned with is surrender it all to Him so that it can go His way.
Well, I was in a meeting Sunday night, Rich, and we were talking about God, and we were, you know, and this was not a church meeting, and I said, He's always going to give us an answer. It might not always be the one we want.
And it might not be this second.
It might not be this second. But once you get the answer and you look at it down the road, it always turns out for the best.
Yeah. I mean, Mike, can't you see His hand in your life even before you were awakened?
Oh, yeah.
To Him.
Oh, yeah.
And His salvation.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. I mean, His hand was on. He saved me from death one day. Nobody can tell me that I wasn't supposed to die that day if the Lord had not intervened. I was going to be at the bottom of a 30-foot drop off a cliff into a creek bed. I wouldn't have survived. And I was 6 inches from that cliff. Guess what? God, I believe with every fiber of my being that God had angels pushing that car back on the road. And I ended up, when the car finally, after spinning I don't know how many times, the car finally ended up in the right lane, exactly where it was supposed to be, after spinning all that, you know, three, four, I don't know how many times we spun. But that car, God set that car exactly where it was supposed to be when it finally came to a stop. God's hand, folks, it's on your life. It is on your life. You can't deny that. I don't care if you even believe in God. He says, I love you so much, I'm going to send my son. I'm going to send my son, whether you deserve it or not. And none of us deserved it. But that's what grace is. He imparted to us His grace. Now we are supposed to reflect that grace out of our heart to others.
Well, I've said it before on this show, if I reflect on my life before I knew the Lord and look at the things of my what I've gone through in my life, if He wasn't in every one of them, I don't know where I'd be.
Well, the good news is He was in every one
of them. He was.
And He hasn't.
And He was.
He hasn't. Quit on the job either.
No, He hadn't quit on me yet.
No. And He hasn't quit on you, folks. I'm telling you, He has not quit on you. He is on the job. But there are some things we need to do. You know, one of them is we have to let Him do what He does best. And that is, the word Lord means controller. Now, you may not like that because you don't want anybody controlling you, but guess what? Whether you like it or not, He is Lord. he is the controller. You know, yeah, I got, you know, someone's asking the question, well, how could bad things happen? What, you know, all I can tell you is this, all things work together for your good, for those who are called according to him in Christ Jesus. So guess what? I look at some of the trials and tribulations and sufferings that I went through at different times in my life, and I tell you what, my attitude now versus my attitude then, I'm not saying that I would welcome.
I've known you for a long time. I know.
I wouldn't say that I would welcome them, but I'll tell you what, when they come, I'm not going to sit there and fret over them. It's out of my hands. I give it to the Lord. I don't want it. Anyway, it goes to the scripture that the Lord gave me this. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing.
Because you knew I was. I'll tell you what, I can't take any credit at all, but I've come a long way. And I think we all have. I mean, please, I think the biggest mistake you can make out there is basically saying, I've got it all. I've got everything I need. I've got my ticket stamped for heaven, and that's all I care about. That's all I need. Let me tell you, you're missing out on so, so much that the Lord can give you right here on earth. He wants us to be in heavenly places with him, not when we die, right now, right now. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings right now, not in the sweet by and by. Don't sit there and say, well, I just need to hang on until I can go home. You know, well, you're home now because you can be in heavenly places right now. You don't have to wait until you die. Enjoy every day right now. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. We're going to give you some tools to work with, and we're going to give you some power, some dunamis power here today that God is trying to work in you. So you're going to have to let him do it, because it's going to be so much better if you let him. So the scripture of the day is Ephesians 3:20. And man, Mike and I were talking before the program. It is a powerful scripture. It says, now unto him, meaning God, now unto God, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I mean, if it just stopped right there, I could rest in that for the rest of my life, but it gets better. It gets better. It says, according to the power, and that's that word dunamis, and I'm going to give you a definition of dunamis here in a second. According to that power that worketh in us. Where's the power working, Mike?
In us.
Who's doing the work?
God.
Yes, it's not us. It doesn't say
we're doing it.
It doesn't say according to the power that we have to work up in us. Bible says not by might nor by power, only by his spirit. Folks, we're in the seventh day right now. That's resting in the Lord. We are to rest in the Lord. Yes, I know it's not easy to do, but you know what? If each day you can rest a little more in the Lord, that's a good thing.
That's right.
Because you know what? The eighth day's coming. And the eighth day is the day of new beginnings. Do you think God is done with everything that's happened up to this point? No.
No,
there's no way. He's got more. But if you're sitting in church, or if you're a pastor and you're saying to yourself, well, I believe this way for 25, 30, 50 years, and I believe the same way today, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. There's more. And if you have to leave your religion, then leave your religion, because I'm telling you, there's more. And if you don't want more of God, what do you want more of? Well, there's nothing more important than more of God.
Well, Rich, it's...
I'm getting too excited here. I need to calm down a little bit.
There's a lot to be excited about, Rich.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Because the Lord is... The Lord will just guide you every day. You know, like you said, your prayer, my prayer is the same thing. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. And whatever your will is today,
amen.
Let me walk in your will and amen. Give me the wisdom to know what it is.
And you know what his will is?
His
fellowship with
fellowship.
Him.
That's right.
Minister to him. You know, people are so worried about ministering here and there and everywhere. And not that that's bad at all. But if you minister to him,
you have to start with him.
Yeah, and you have relationship with him, and you have intimacy with him, guess what? He'll tell you exactly where to go. He'll tell you exactly what to say. And guess what? There's going to be dunamis power and authority wherever you walk and whatever you talk. So, yeah, I'm going to give you the definition of dunamis. And this is from where it says, I got to read this again, Mike, because it's so powerful. And if we just get a hold of, if you don't get anything at all from this broadcast, but you get this scripture down deep in your inner man, then you have had a blessed, wonderful day. It says, now unto him, God, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That word power is dunamis. It means, as you would understand it to mean, strength, power, ability. So guess what? When he works in us, his power, his dunamis, he also gives us his ability.
That's right.
To get through every day,
That's
to
right.
bless people,
That's right.
to pray for people, to...
Do
what he tells you to do.
I
mean, let's face it. Jesus was here as a pattern son. Okay, when you back in the old days, a lot of women would make their own clothes. I'm sure there's some that still do, but they go get a pattern, then they get the material. Jesus is that pattern. You can't make the dress without the pattern.
No.
You can have the finest material in the world, but without a pattern to go by, you're going to be aimlessly sewing stuff and it won't look right. But if you do according to the pattern, then guess what? It looks exactly like the pattern. And that's what Jesus wants from us. He wants us to look exactly like him, because it says in the scriptures, if you see him as he is, you will be like him. This stuff's simple, Mike. And I think I tried to make it difficult for so many years, and I'm just taking the simplicity of God and just walking this thing out every day.
Well, Rich, we've talked about the simplicity of God on this show so many times that, you know, people just want to continue to just make the Lord almost unreachable.
Well, he's somewhere far away.
And he's not.
Yeah.
He's not. He's in you. He's in your spirit. He's in your heart, your soul, your mind. And he's there waiting for you to talk to him.
Amen.
You know, we've talked about seek and knock and all that. You know, well, it's not hard to knock if it's right next door. You know, you don't have to go far to do it.
Nope. It's right within you, Mike. It's what you said, and that's exactly it. Well, I'll tell you, I got good news for you, because it gets better. It gets better. And hold on to your seats. If you're driving, make sure you have your seatbelt on. If you're at home, hold on to the sides of the chair, because it's getting better, let me tell you. Okay, if you just tuned in, we're on Ephesians 3:20. We may never even get off. I've got other scriptures, but it's so powerful. And it's basically unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That word dunamis, we said it means strength, power, and ability. That's good. We could probably have all been able to give that definition, but there's a better definition. It says inherent power. You have already inherited the power, like we said in the beginning of the broadcast. You have an inheritance. You have, and it's already been given to you. It's not, you're not waiting for someone to die. That inheritance is already yours. So that inherent power is within you. And it goes on to say, power residing, okay, where is it residing? In you, in a thing by virtue of its nature. We have the nature of Christ.
That's right.
Power, now listen to this. Oh my gosh, you're going to jump out of your seat on this one. This is an inherent power that we've already inherited, right? Okay. Now the next one is power for performing miracles. It's the same power. It's the same dunamis. And it's working in us. God, work harder. Keep working, Lord. Keep working. And it also goes on, that dunamis power is of moral character and excellence of soul. Wow. When that happens, just like it says in John 17, when we become one of moral excellence and power and excellence of soul, guess what? The world will then believe.
Amen.
The world will then believe. There's many have talked about a prophetic word that came forth in, I don't know, 10 years ago or 8 years ago or whatever, that there would be 1 billion souls led to the Lord. I'm telling you, we got to quit all the divisive stuff. We got to become one. One. When we become one, the world will believe. And I think that's why the judgment is on the house of the Lord first. And that judgment is not to hurt anybody or whatever. That judgment is just to wake people up. It's like the realization, the awakening of the word, the true unadulterated word of God, of love, of union, of oneness. That's what's got to happen. That's the judgment that's on the church of the Lord. There's so many mixed signals going on in the body of Christ. And we've got to become one. Okay, how do we become one? Well, it says in 1 Timothy 1:12, it says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me." That's a past tense word, right, Mike?
Sure.
It's a past tense word. Sure. Who has enabled me? It's already, you've been enabled.
What does enable mean? It means he's put you in the position to do the things that he wants you
to do. Yes, amen. It goes on, it gets better and better and better. It goes on to say, for that he counted me faithful. Wow. He's already counted you faithful. Well, you know, you may be saying to yourself, well, I don't always feel faithful. Well, guess what? Get rid of that mistaken identity, because he has counted you faithful.
You know, and
that's your true identity.
And you know, I love that. I love that. He's counted you faithful.
Yes.
And I love that, because you said, just like you said, followed up, well, I don't always feel like that. That's okay.
Yes, it's fine.
That's totally okay.
But discard that thought and say, in Christ, I can do all things.
That's right. And it's time to quit playing the woe is me card.
Yes.
It's time to say, Lord, I give you my life. And I want your will to be done in my life. And show me how to do it. And let me tell you something. He will show you how to
Amen.
Do it. You know, I had an opportunity yesterday. I have a really good friend. And he's going through some stuff right now. And he's turned into a really good friend. And I think I've only known him maybe 1.5 years. So I even just know the guy. Yeah, I was just introduced to the guy. And he's going through some really tough times. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a pastor.
Yes, you are.
I don't have 3 degrees in psychology.
Good.
But this guy, when he's in trouble,
he calls you. You know
because
why.
He trusts me.
That's right.
But he, you know what he really trusts? He trusts that the Lord's talking through
He trusts the Christ in you.
That's what he taught. Amen. That's right.
Well, we lift up this brother right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know what he has need of, and we ask you, Lord, to just continue to be a part of his life, guide him, direct him. And, Father, you have all the answers.
You know, sometimes, Rich, you just need reminders.
Yes.
You know,
that's what this program's about.
And that's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying when you said before, well, I don't feel like it. Well, sometimes you just need to be reminded you are
a son
or daughter of Christ.
That's what God put us on the air for. Let me finish the scripture, Mike, because it's awesome. And it's answering exactly what you said. We had not finished it, and you went into exactly what's coming next. Everything you said was exactly what's coming next. Isn't that, it's awesome how the Lord works, isn't it? It says, and this is 1 Timothy 1:12, and I thank Jesus, Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful. Guess what? The next thing, he put me into the ministry.
Yeah.
You are all ministers. You are all ministers. Because what it says in Hebrews 1:7, it says that you are all in the ministry. It says that so many times. And of the angels, he said, who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. You are a flame of fire. What is the fire all about? God is a consuming fire. Yeah. He's gonna consume in you. And you don't have to wait till he consumes it all to be a minister, ministers a flame of fire. But he's doing it right now. And guess what? That flame of fire that's in Mike, in that story about his best friend, he is taking that consuming fire, and he's burning up stuff like fear, stuff like the unknown, fear of the unknown, whatever. Mike, by talking soothing words to this man, is taking away, through the consuming fire of God, all the hay, wood, and stubble that he's dealing with right now.
You know, Rich, I talked about this a little last week, and about the when we used to go down to the City Gospel Mission and have the thing, and I had never given a message or done anything like that, but our pastor asked me, Oscar asked me, would you do it? And, you know, I scribbled some stuff down, and let's just say I was fumbling around trying to figure something to say. And we gave an altar call after I did it, and no one came up. And as I'm walking out of the room, someone came up behind me, a gentleman came up behind me and tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, as soon as you started talking, I knew that you were talking about me. This was for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a defining moment for me. Because, and that's probably been almost 20 years ago, but that was a defining moment for me because it made me realize that the things that I do, the things that I show, that I'm able to show Christ through me, really can affect other people. And that changed my whole, I don't want to say philosophy, but it changed my whole perspective of what God is. Because I know I'll never see this guy again, you know?
You might.
I might. But the one thing I do know is what the Lord had told me to say that night was told, I said it, and it was to someone else. It wasn't for me. It wasn't to pat myself on the back. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back now. I'm just saying, you just never know. You know, we pray every week before we start this show, that if we're on the airwaves, if what someone might hear on this show, if it touches someone, we want it to be only because Christ sent our words. He sent forth. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say.
All righty. Well, we're going to stop right here. The last thing I'm going to say, and we'll get onto a little something else, but it says in Revelation 19:12, his eyes, meaning Jesus, were a flame of fire. Guess what? When Jesus looks upon us, he doesn't look upon us with disgust. He's not ashamed of us. Those flames of fire are looking into our soul, and he's cleansing us with those flames of fire. He is cleansing our souls. So, you know, we want that flame of fire that is in his eyes to look upon us.
Yeah, don't we want the garbage in our life gone?
Yeah, he can burn up the hay, wood, and stubble. So, okay, well, we're going to try this PSA right now.
It's a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation. Wash your hands.
Okay, so the other thing we need to talk about here for a second is the annual membership meeting, Mike. And that's going to be Sunday, September 20th, right around the corner here at New Thought Unity Center. It's 1401 East McMillan, real close to the station here. Cincinnati 45206. Registration is at 3. The meeting begins at 4. Please bring a picture ID, driver's license, membership card, bring an ink pen with you, and WAIF alert, which contains the bylaws. Masks are mandatory. So that's September 20th, Sunday, at the New Thought Unity Center. Okay. You're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. And we're so glad to be with you here today. And hope you're getting some things out of this. You know, hopefully you're getting some things. We always pray that you know, God would reveal himself in a deeper way when you listen to our broadcast. And we just hope that's happening now. Mike, we're going to probably spend the rest of the time here in Colossians. There's scriptures. We've kind of been jumping around. We talked about in Ephesians that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And that word abundant means beyond measure. It's beyond measure. You can't measure it. It's so much. It's super abundantly. We are living way beneath where we could be living, Mike. And that I'm pointing the finger right at me. I'm trying to live where God wants me to live, and that's in a heavenly realm, not in the earthly. You know, we did a program a few weeks back, you know, keep your eyes on the things that are eternal, not the things that are temporal. The temporary things are going away. The eternal things are forever. They're eternal. And so we need to focus on the eternal, and that makes the temporal, the temporary, a lot easier to deal with. So I'm going to read out of Colossians, Mike. I'm going to skip around a little bit, but we'll be in the first chapter. It says, your faith, let me go back. We've been talking about, you know, Ephesians 3:19, how God is working in us. And we've been talking about God enabling us. We've been talking about that basically We are faithful because God says we're faithful. Look at King David. King David was a king, okay? Guess what? Who made him a king? It wasn't the people. It was God. God made David a king, and we're not going to get into the whole story right now because of time constraints, but David was anointed by Samuel to be king, okay? Now, later on comes Solomon. Would Solomon have been king if his dad David hadn't been king? Could be, but chances are...
Probably not.
I mean, if God wanted it to happen, yes, it would have happened. But just take any king or queen or whatever, the royal family over in England.
Yeah.
They don't go outside of their family to anoint another king or a queen or whatever, right?
That's right.
So basically, we have been born into that kingship. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So who's he the King of Kings? All the kings. And that's not in the natural, that's in the spirit. The spirit realm has kings. You are a king or a queen, you know, it's not gender specific. It's, you know, it's saying that basically we are kings after and priests after the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords, okay? So let's get back. We were talking about inheritance. We were talking about a lot of things, but this hopefully will bring it all together here. It says, your faith and love rise within you as you access all the treasures of your inheritance. So as we are, we talked about this first half hour, as we are going through this journey, the Lord wants through our faith and through our love for us to rise above all this natural stuff here on the world, and access all the treasures of your inheritance. We have treasures, folks. We have treasures. You know, we have these earthen vessels can be filled with God's treasure. It goes on to say in, verse 10, I think. Yeah, it says, we pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness. Well, righteousness is a gift. It's a free gift. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to pay for it. Righteousness, you have righteousness because God said you have it. That's the first step in the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy. Guess what? The peace and joy is coming if you don't already have it.
That's right.
It's coming. So it says, we pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness, pleasing God in every good thing you do. Then you will become fruit-bearing branches, yielding to his life and maturing. That's what he wants from us. He wants us to mature. Maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in his fullness. I did a sermon a few weeks back. Do you know God or do you know of God? And many, many, many know of God. I knew of God.
Oh, yeah.
In college when I was acting a fool, I knew of God. I knew there was a God. I believed in God. But now I know God. I know him better and better. I want to know him more, but I do know him. And you do too if you want to, if it's a desire of your heart. And he puts the desires in our hearts to know him.
Well, Rich, it's like anything else that we go through in life. It's a growth process.
Yep, it is.
And, you know, and it's a daily growth process, just like everything else. And we can carry all the load that we want, or we can just unload it, give it up.
Amen.
And you know, when you give it up, you know, you hear the old saying, it feels like a ton of bricks was lifted off my shoulders.
Yes.
Well, when you give it up to the Lord, that's what it feels like.
Amen.
I can testify to that.
We'll take that ton of bricks off you right now. because God's doing the working, but he's working through us to help. You know, there's a breaker anointing out there that, you know, whenever there's bondage, you need to break it off of you. And only God can do that with his breaker anointing. He can break all those binds that hold you down. I can never make anything in my life. Every time I get a job, something happens, I lose it. Guess what? God can break those binds off of you, and guess what? You will get the right job. He will see to it. You will be able to walk this walk out in a way that you never thought was possible.
Well, if you're somebody out there listening today to this message, and it's touching you, and it's resonating in you, and you're going through something, give us a call, 749-1444, and we'll pray with you.
Yeah, 513-749-1444.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
You did.
I did, okay. Well, it goes on to say, we pray that you would be energized. We want to energize you here today. This is Paul saying, we're praying for you to be energized with all his explosive power. It's not just power, it's explosive. But the word dunamis, we get the word dynamite from it. From the realm of his magnificent glory, filling you with great hope. What's one thing totally missing out there in the world today?
Hope.
It is. There's a lot of hopeless people out there that believe there's just no hope for them. There is. I'm here to tell you there is. Your hearts can soar with joyful gratitude when you think how God made you worthy. God made you worthy. You didn't do it yourself. God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. He is the light. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical ruler of darkness. Praise the Lord. He has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved Son. For in the Son, all our sins are canceled. Wow. And we have the release of redemption through his very blood. If you don't feel free after that, keep reading it. Keep reading it and keep reading it. And God will start working from the inside out and you will be free. Goes on to say, Mike, he released his supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as the sin payment on your behalf so that you would dwell in his presence. And now there is nothing between you and the Father. For he sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. I want you to go to the mirror next chance you get and look in the mirror and say, I am flawless, holy, and restored. It might be hard for you to say it, but you got to. You got to look at that mirror and say, I am holy, flawless, and restored. God is reconciling the world to himself. It goes on to say, all the things in heaven and all the things in earth and all the things beneath the earth, whatever. God is, it says it twice in the Bible, in Ephesians and in Colossians, that God is reconciling all things to himself. You either believe it or you don't.
Yeah.
I believe it. I believe that is a true word of God.
And that's the good and the bad. It's all of it.
If he's reconciling all things, then he's reconciling all things. I mean, it's just pretty easy. For in him were all things created. You know, we don't have a problem, Mike, believing that all things were created by him.
No.
That's not a problem at all. We don't have a problem believing, as it goes on to say, that things that are in heaven and things that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or power. All things were created by him and for him. Guess what? That's all things. He is the head of his body, which is the church. And since he is the beginning and the firstborn heir in resurrection, he is the most exalted one, holding first place in everything. So God is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling in Christ. And guess what? If it's dwelling in Christ, then it's dwelling in us. That's what the Bible says. It's dwelling in us. He has enabled us to be ministers. He has counted you to be faithful. He has given you his power working inside of you. Man, we are blessed. We are a blessed people, Mike. We are so blessed that God has given us an inheritance that is limitless.
Well, you know, again, going back to when we started, when I first got here, you and I were talking about how our lives are going, and I said, I said, you know, I was just thinking yesterday, what a great life I'm living right now.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's not because of all the things that I've done. It's because I have the Lord in me, and I know that I can rely on him no matter what comes my way, and my needs will be met.
Amen. That's absolutely for sure. You know, it just doesn't get any easier than this. 1 Colossians 19. It pleased the Father, Mike. It pleased him that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. I mean, what a wonderful thing. I mean, we have, you know, the whole first chapter of Colossians, I would strongly recommend you reading the whole thing in any version you want to read it in. It's beautiful. It's awesome. It may awaken you to things that you've never seen before. It has for me. In this one Bible, it says, Colossians, first chapter, heaven's hope. There's hope, folks. I know that there's a lot of things going on and a lot of people affected by it. But there is hope. I mean, you can make the decision. Like Mike said, it's a choice when you get up. You can choose to be hopeless, or you can choose to have hope. And no, I don't know what you're going through out there. I don't know that. Everybody has their own walk out there. Everybody has their own set of challenges. Everybody has their own hurdles they have to jump over and to overcome. But you don't have to do it alone. He's there. He sticks closer than any brother. I mean, he is there, not just beside you. Yes, he is, but he's in you. And you don't have to pray to some mountaintop or some cloud in the sky. All you have to do is go within. He resides, he dwells inside of you. Everybody out there, he is dwelling inside of you.
That's right.
And the last thing I'm going to say, Mike, and then I'll let you have the last word, whatever you have on your... You had some things that I asked you, what's the Lord dealing with you? You might want to share. But anyway, if we go to Matthew 4:19, I never really saw this the way I see it now back years ago. Everybody's heard this scripture, Mike. Everybody is listening, even those that don't study the scriptures. Jesus went to some fishermen. And he knew they were fishermen because they were in the boat. They got out of the boat. And so, I mean, he knew exactly. He didn't need to see them in the boat to know they were fishermen anyway. But he knew they were fishermen, and he had to speak. Jesus will speak to you in your language. He really will. When he spoke to, you know, the Jewish people of the day, he spoke in language that they would understand, and that's the law, the Torah. And so right now, he's speaking to fishermen. So guess what? He's going to speak in their language. And he says, these guys never saw him. If they did see him, they might have just seen him walking around, but they did not know this man.
No.
They did not know he was God. But what he said to them woke up something inside of them and brought about an awakening to something that is so important. And that is, Jesus went on to say to these fishermen, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They understood that. But the thing that woke them up, the thing that smacked them upside their head was, follow me. What does that mean? That means put down your nets.
Come on.
Give your boat to someone else because you're not going to be needing it. Take your life as it is and drop it right here and now and follow me. Take everything. Take the life that you would plan for yourself here in the future, retirement, whatever you call it. Drop it and follow me. And I was thinking, man, I mean, is that something that I would do if you know, I would hope to say yes, that if it happened 32 years ago, Jesus said, follow me. And a lot of changes have come about in those years. I mean, whatever was going on, it's all different now. But anyway, he said, follow me, drop everything and follow me. And they did. They did. They had to have had a revelation of Christ to be able to do that.
Oh, they had to.
You know, they couldn't have just thought, well, this guy's here walking around and he's kind of crazy and whatever. And yeah, forget that.
The natural response would be, who is this guy to tell me to go follow him?
But you know, like we were saying earlier, Mike, that God does the qualifying of us. He qualifies us.
Sure.
We don't qualify ourselves. But at that split second, follow me, and they did. God qualified those men. He qualified them right there at that second. And so, you know, we read that in Colossians 1:5, where, you know, it talks about your faith and your love. It says, for we have heard of your devoted lives of faith in Christ Jesus and your tender love towards all his holy believers. Your faith and love rise within you as you access the treasures of your inheritance up in the heavenly realm. For the revelation of the true gospel is as real today as the day you first heard of our glorious hope. Now that you have believed in the true gospel. So we need to believe in the true gospel. Jesus made us kings and priests. The Lord made us that. We didn't do anything to earn it. We didn't do anything to deserve it. It was a gift of the inheritor, and that's Jesus Christ. So anyway, just wanted to kind of bring that out. So we've got some time here. You were talking about, and we were talking before the show, I said, what's God telling you right now? And you were talking about how that God's dealing with you
to being not judgmental.
To not judge. I mean, you know, if we're going to judge with grace and mercy, judge that way.
It's real easy.
Not with condemnation.
It's real easy right now to be judgmental with all the stuff that's going on. With the protests, the virus, the political thing, all the stuff that's going on. Because you're getting bombarded from every direction with stuff that is not of the Lord. I mean, when I say that, is not what the Lord is showing. I mean, there's persecution of Christians all over the world. Right now, I think, I truly believe when this all settles down, and it will, that you're going to see an awakening amongst the followers of the Lord. You're going to see an entire different perspective of Jesus Christ in the world.
It's already happening. I mean, Going to church is a wonderful thing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But if that's your spiritual walk, is going to church on Sunday every morning, you're missing out on a lot more. There is so much more for you. And, you know, we've said this many times on this broadcast that rejoice in the Lord, pray without ceasing, and in all things give thanks. That's the will of God. Well, people go, well, I can't pray 24/7. I have to sleep. I have to go to work. No, it's an attitude of prayer. It's basically, I mean, if I'm mowing the grass or something, I'm just having a time with the Lord, you know? I mean, it's like, it's a perfect time. I don't have distractions. All I've got is the hum of the lawnmower, you know?
That's what I do. I work at about 20 minutes away, and I never go up the highway. I always go up the back road where it's quieter and the scenery is a little more serene, and I just talk to the Lord.
Yeah, and you can talk on a busy street. You can talk, you know, when you're watching TV, you can talk to the Lord anytime, and that's all that prayer is just talking with the Lord.
Yeah. Talking with the Lord. You don't have to be so devout.
You know, if you feel closer to God when you kneel, then kneel. If you feel closer to God when you go into your prayer closet, then go into your prayer closet. If you feel closer to God in a special place in your house, then go do it. If you feel closer to God laying down prostrate, you know, then lay prostrate, you know. Whatever. One I had operated on last year, and the other one is laying down flat. So anyway, well, God bless you, Cincinnati. Mike, you have anything else you want to say?
I'm going to end with this.
Good.
Okay, this
Go
is
ahead.
Where we started. This is out of the message, and it's the first scripture, and we talked about today, and it's Ephesians 3:20. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit, and gently within us.
Amen.
Good. Have a good week, Cincinnati.
Yeah, we love you.
I believe he's in each and every one of you listening to this show today. And just reach out to him if you're going through a tough time. And give him a try. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Amen. We'll be back next Wednesday, 12 noon. Come join us. God bless you, Cincinnati.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.